They approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus saw two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt beside her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send you right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Zechariah. "Say to daughter Zion, 'See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks before them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while the others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem. The whole city was stirred. "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be.
The thing that happens here is so familiar to us that, again, we kind of rush ahead and we just kind of say, yeah, well, of course, that's what happened. That's what was supposed to happen. That's what everybody expected to happen, except it's not what anybody really expected to happen. You see, what is happening here is something that should strike us as off. See, what's happening here is almost the equivalent of, as we come to the Easter service, we walk in and we see everybody dressed up in Halloween costumes carrying trick-or-treat bags. Perfectly acceptable, but that's something that's supposed to happen in October. Well, the thing about this is that what's happening is supposed to happen in October, and it's happening at Passover. The people are mixing up their celebrations. See, in Judaism, wow, I'm going to try this, but the lulav, or lulavim, is a palm branch. And it is the feature of a celebration called the Feast of Tabernacles, or the ingathering. And what this happens usually in the month of October, and it is a multiple day ceremony. It lasts about 7 days, and the first day is a Shabbat-like holiday where work is forbidden, followed by intermediate days when some work is permitted, followed by another Sabbath holiday, and then a celebration. But each day begins with the waving of a palm branch, a lulav. So when Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, they're waving palm branches, and people are confused. Not the people celebrating. The people celebrating are spontaneous. They're doing what came from the heart, what motivated them, what had them out in the streets in the first place. So, the worship police, otherwise known as the Pharisees, are trying to figure out what's going on. The Sadducees and Pharisees are expecting a Passover celebration. And I'm just kind of taken back by this idea that things are all jumbled up and everybody's having such a hard time of figuring out what's actually going on. I was taken back to when I was a little boy. I used to watch Hee Haw on TV. I initially didn't think much of the show, but I am a huge baseball fan, and one of the first guests I saw on Hee Haw was Johnny Bench, who was the catcher and the leader of the Big Red Machine in Cincinnati. And I figured if Johnny Bench was on Hee Haw, it had to be a pretty cool show. So I was watching Hee Haw, and Grandpa Jones was telling a story. And they were talking about, he says, I went up north, and I went to something they called a hockey game. I had no idea what was going on, but everybody seemed to be streaming in, so I got me a ticket, and I went inside. He says, and what I saw was a big ice rink indoors. And they were all kind of trying to skate around. But I finally figured out the problem was there was this little rubber puck in the middle of everything that was getting in everybody's way. So they all grabbed sticks and they tried to knock this puck out of the way so they could all skate. And as they were skating around, well, they started to run into each other and they were bouncing off the walls. And then I realized there were guys on either end that had a basket and they were just trying to put the puck in the basket so everybody could skate. And it got faster and crazier and they were just going all over the place. And then they started to get angry and they started to fight. And then a horn went off and they told me that somebody won. He says, I don't know how they won. I don't know what they won. But I'll tell you what, if you see a sign that says hockey tonight, you buy a ticket and go in there. It's pretty fascinating. Still don't know what was going on. But it was sure worth watching. I think that's kind of what the people in the crowd were doing. Hey, this is Passover, but Jesus is coming. We should celebrate somehow. We should make a big deal out of this. So they spontaneously start grabbing branches off the trees and they wave them. And they start throwing their garments in the street to welcome Jesus as though he's a conquering hero. But the conquering hero isn't coming with a legion of an army. He is not coming on a battle stallion. He's coming on a donkey. Jesus doesn't seem to understand how this procession thing works. Or does he? I can almost hear the dialogue happening with the Pharisees. You don't understand. This is a celebration. Jesus says, exactly. He says, you don't. This is about all the plagues and hardship that God has helped us overcome. Jesus said, well, exactly. This is about God delivering us. Jesus said, exactly. Now you got it. And I can almost hear the Pharisees saying, now we got what? I don't know what it is that I'm looking at. When I was growing up, I shared a room with my little brother Rod, and we had a lot of energy and a good deal of imagination. And we had started hanging things off the side of the bunk beds, hanging things off the curtain rods, setting things up against the drawers that came out. We had pulled most of the drawers out onto the floor, and we had arranged this all into this maze of our own creation. My dad came walking in and he says, what in the world is going on in here? My little brother said, we haven't decided yet. See, it was something that was spontaneously happening. It was something that we were working through bit by bit. We hadn't put all the pieces together. We hadn't decided what was going on. my dad walked in the midst thinking he could just make sense of it, when it was still evolving. It was still taking shape. And you see, I think that's the actual story of Palm Sunday. They were coming in for a Passover feast. They were coming in to talk about what God had done and how God had intervened, and we had everything in place, and the Passover was ready to be prepared. The food was on hand. And then Jesus came in. And that entry into Jerusalem kind of jumbled everything up. People no longer knew what it was they were watching. Many people thought it was an interesting thing, quite a great celebration. I'm sure there were people yelling Hosanna, loud Hosanna, who didn't know actually who was out there coming in. I'm sure you've seen celebrations where people start clapping and yelling so everybody feels, well, we must all supposed to be laughing and clapping and shouting and lifting up our appreciation. And the gang mentality, the crowd mentality grows until the Pharisees start to get worried that this is going to get out of hand. And they try to get Jesus and his disciples to quiet the crowd. And the response is, if the people were silent, the stones themselves would cry out. That's the way it is when it's a God thing. When it's a God thing, things happen that don't necessarily make sense. You can just be descending the Mount of Olives toward Jerusalem for the Passover feast and a victory parade can break out. The Passover feast can quickly become part of a Feast of Tabernacles. And the palm branches can start to wave. People who didn't know they were coming to Passover to celebrate the entry into Jerusalem of the great Rabbi Yeshua get caught up in the celebration and grab their palm branches and cast their coats into the street. And suddenly, party breaks out. And that party breaks out in such a way that even the guest of honor couldn't quiet it, because it's a God thing. What I was left with after reading through this and thinking about what it was that we were doing and how it is that we're doing it in this time of crisis is sometimes you don't have to understand. Sometimes you don't have to make sense of all of it. Sometimes you just have to let the Spirit move you. Get into the flow of what's happening. Reach out in grace. Touch someone else with the love of Christ. As I concluded in my devotional yesterday, sometimes we want to save everyone. What we need to remember is that everybody can save someone. And if everybody goes and they help one person, the change begins to take place immediately. Gradually build in strength, gradually build in numbers until there's a true, unexpected, and unplanned celebration, kind of like the Feast of Tabernacles breaking out during Passover, because it's a God thing. Could you pray with me? Almighty God, as we come before you, we know that there's so much that we would like to do. There's so much that we wish we could do, and so much that we feel helpless to do. Help us, Lord, to turn our burdens and our concerns over to you. Help us to understand that if each of us takes the time to reach out and help one other person, it begins the process that you planned from the beginning. Each one helps one. The love and the hope of Jesus Christ begins to spread. And when the love and hope of Christ begins to spread, there's no limit to what might happen or how it might happen. There's no limit, Lord, to what you can do. Help us to surrender to you for ourselves.